Mind over matter. Overcompensating. Overstatements. Crookedness relating. The soul's churn in return. Mental overstimulation. One word. Riveting. It tears my pilot. Streams that are promised to make seeking less.
Myself, I want to see your interpretation as well.
Well, I think, you know, especially when what we're talking about in terms of, like, you know, you're going through a situation where relationship, and so essentially what you're going through is almost like it's like somebody died, isn't it? It's a serious loss.
Yeah,
because you're probably not going to see this person again in your life potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like, oh man, to your mind,
it's the same process.
It's a death. It's a death.
100%.
And so it's almost like you're going through all these different types of emotions, where it's almost like, I think they call it, there's five phases to loss. And so I'm aware of it now. And so I'll think back now, and I'll think about it, and just like, you know, it's happiness, it's sadness, it's loneliness. It's so many different things. You know, there's even a place where it's almost like darkness and regret.
Yeah.
And you have, and there's memories that comes with that. And
yeah.
I think for the first year, especially when you're going through places, things like this, if it's real, you're probably going to be so much memories embedded. And it's almost like, you know, when they say people die and your life flash before your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like, think about that, and it's like every day is the same thing, where it's almost like you just have flashes of memories of people, that same very same person that you probably haven't seen for a year or like 6 months, and it's just constant, it's constant, it's constant.
Yeah.
Until you get to that point where it's almost like, oh man, I've gotten over this. I have closure.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you don't have closure.
Yeah.
I say that to say that sometimes maybe it's a really bad breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's almost like it wasn't amicable. The departure wasn't amicable. You know, it wasn't friendly. Like, we didn't just be like, okay, well, you know, unfortunately this have to go. Like, you know, we're both sad about this, that. It might be a thing where this person she left. And she never came back.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, okay, how do I deal with this? And I think in a situation like that, it's almost like it's even worse. It's even worse to kind of understand to begin with. And closure is such a big thing, but it's like you don't have closure. So how do I deal with this? And so it puts me in a place where I'm literally just going through things, and you know, when I create art, it's almost like it kind of helps me to kind of unwrap some of these emotions.
Yeah.
It gives me closure. Where
it's cathartic.
Cathartic.
Yeah. One question. Do you find any healthy, or it's like throughout your experiences and your learnings, have you found like a healthy way of dealing with loss? Like, I guess, because I agree with you.
Yeah.
Like, relationship, it's like, yeah. And you're saying like, abruptly, yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, because that person is actively suppressing and blocking any interaction or any any clarification, anything, it's just like, basically you are left there with your feelings and emotions to deal with by your own.
And
have you found a good way or a healthy way of dealing with them, like on your, because that, the things like, I heard that, well, that's the question, yeah. Have you found that?
I mean, I have a few ways. Fortunately, I have a few ways. In this, I'd say one of the biggest way, especially for men, or actually just anybody, is talking. You know, actually expressing, and
to friends,
to a close friend that you know you can trust, you can speak to candidly, and not necessarily. Of course, they can give advice, but not necessarily that. Somebody just to listen, you know, just to kind of express yourself. I think that's very important to kind of get it out. I think there's a level of diffusion that you get when you actually just let it out and speak to somebody that, you know, not just anybody, somebody that you can trust and, you know, they have your best interest at heart. That's one of the healthiest ways I can think of. But apart from that, you know, like I said, art, creating, I think is a big thing. You know, as artists, you know, there's so many different ways to do it. But what I found is we all have different ways to do it, but we all speak in the same language.
Yeah.
You know, in essence, when they translate it, it's almost like, you know, German, Russian, etc., etc. And when you translate it, when you hear what they're really saying, it's like, ah, I went through that last year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why I'm so drawn to art and just kind of speak to artists, because I think we all kind of relate to each other because we almost experience different things. We're just kind of painting with a different brush.
Yeah.
You know, or yeah, a different form of expression. And the last one I would say is training. I've always been into training, so that's one
exercise.
Of the ways. Yeah, yeah.
Big one.
Yeah, because I've been an athlete for like a long time, close around a decade or so. So I've always been into training. Even before that, I was always into training. I've been a sportsman pretty much all my life. So if it wasn't basketball, it was when I used to play football to begin with, like Sunday league, and then I went to play basketball from year 7 to 11 in the college, and then I transitioned to athletics, and I was doing that since I was like 17, did it like part-time for 3 years, and then I went full-time athletics around 19, and managed to run pretty decent, so you know, a few elite times here and there, but that's pretty much always been my makeup. So even now I'm not so much deep in it, but I still enjoy it and I know what it does for my health. So that's something I would encourage people to do, because it just gives you that discipline where like you can control your emotions,
yeah,
and really just kind of balance yourself out.
Do you think I totally agree with you in everything you said, and also with exercise is one of the big ones.
Yeah.
I'm like debating between like, it's true that it's a sort of meditation.
Mm.
I think all
absolutely.
When artists are creating, they get into a place where it's similar to meditation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where there is, you know, the thoughts are being transformed into something else and are being dealt with.
Yeah.
In a way. But when it comes to sport or exercise in particular,
yeah,
I think it has another layer, which is the emotional pain.
Yes.
Is we get it, you know, it's like when we feel physical pain, is, you know, when you know, it's like I never, you know, through like most of my life,
yeah,
I thought that I was dealing with emotions like properly, that I was, just, you know, I was balanced, I was secure, and all that. I was completely wrong. Not completely wrong, but I went through like the last 12 years.
Yeah.
I mean, except of the last year and a half.
Mm.
For the last 12 years, I was I went to a dark place, kind of.
Yeah.
And then it's when you know, lately going through this sort of reflecting and introspective process of self-development and all that, is when I realized all these kind of things.
Mm.
And
electrical thinking. sharp as a double-headed sword, with hidden depth in the confines within its cold, sensing my arrival, to not take a dive, then graduate from survival. This one's called My Brain's Doing Time. Take you on a journey. As it reverberates at the epicenter like the earth that quakes, call that an earthly take. Timid was the case on the Le Pen sprays. Splatter goes the grace, leaving savagery at the base. Aroma with haste, thus they permeate as the words dissipate. Where have I been of late? Simply making another case. Talking to myself like, sorry, my faculties are running late. Turning in the grave like deadly was the take. Churning in the word and like 6 feet under of late. The world was never one that you could take without an easy chaser. For verbiage that resides will get you at a quarter mile like later. The earth with extra crater, daunting with the impact like the mummy maker. Schizophrenic with the words, thus they fly like kites, got me singing schizophrenic little birds. Telling off my cursed moments like the undead in my head. Never forget the past left behind, thus I swear chains of debts unpaid. Looking for the currencies to relieve me of the daunting like I'm being tased. Looking to the world like hell is behind and in pursuit